who had the greatest influence on telling the world about gravity?
I think there are three big names. I mentioned Aristotle earlier. He was really the ancient Greek who started the ball rolling. And then Galileo in the 17th century. And then we come forward to Einstein. So those were the three giant names who each had their own theories of gravity that have molded our views of what gravity is.
The work that you did in this book comes to what kind of conclusions? What do you say about gravity?
Well, gravity is strange because it's the most familiar thing, the most familiar force. We all know what it's like to fall down. We're familiar with it almost from the point where we're born. But it's also the most mysterious force in the universe, and we're still finding new aspects of gravity, dark matter, dark energy. Gravity and the forces that oppose it are going to determine the future of the entire universe. So the conclusions of the book are that we've got the story of gravity so far through Einstein. Now we're making all these new discoveries, and we still don't have a complete story of what gravity is. We still need to be able to match up our theories of gravity with that other great field of physics, quantum mechanics. At the moment, those two don't work together very well. We need to have a quantum theory of gravity, and that's something for the future. We also need to explain what dark matter and dark energy are. So we've got some open questions at the end of the story there.
Well, and here again, with gravity, some form of intelligent design puts this in the universe, because without it, there'd be chaos everywhere.
Well, again, it comes back to the universe came about with some basic forces. Gravity was one of them. And somehow the interplay between these forces is such that it has allowed life to come about. So from that point of view, the universe does seem to be on a knife edge. It seems to be very finely tuned to give rise to the complex structures and, as you say, life itself.